One of the most striking things about the way we daven is we take 3 steps back, and then we take 3 steps forward. Now, we take 3 steps back in order to take 3 steps forward. But where does this all come from? What are we meant to learn from it? What's the message? So the source of it is a Ramah in Siman Sadi Hei, Sif Aleph. Yishayim k'shayim adispalel. Some people hold that when you get ready to daven, you walk in front of you. 3 steps, derech kirev v'hagasha l'dava shetarech lasos. In a way that you draw close to something you need to do. Says the Beis Yosef from Beis Yosef in Shibboleth Yerachet, in the name of the Goyim, for the reason for the 3 steps. Because when we go to daven, we're standing in a holy place, and the Shekhinah is above our heads. We're in the presence of the Shekhinah. And when a person finishes davening, we take 3 steps back in order to walk away from this Makom Kadosh and stay in the Makom Chol. In fact, what happens when we take the end of the Amidah? We take 3 steps back, we give Shalom Zeh L'Zeh because we've been in a Makom Kadosh. Meaning we create a holy space. We're stepping into a holy space. The Drisha takes it further. It explains the idea is to show a difference. That as long as you're davening, you're speaking directly to Hashem. That place becomes sacred. And of course you have to walk away from it at the end. Because you can't stand in front of Hashem for no reason. So it's fundamental awareness that creating sacred space where we're in the presence of Hashem and we're talking to Hashem. The Beis Yosef quotes one of his neighbors from Tzfas, the Ma'ari Abuhav, in the Aruch HaShchaim. These 3 steps based on Moshe Rabbeinu, who goes through the Choshech Anan Varafa, the darkness, the cloud, the thick darkness in front of Hashem. When he comes out again, he goes out of these 3 things. So we're mirroring Moshe Rabbeinu. Choshech Anan Varafa of Kabbalah Satayra. Truth is, the Chassid Shesvarim, Yismach Yisrael, says the Choshech of the Rishayim, because the Pasuk says, Ksil b'chayshe chaylach. Hashem created darkness for the Rishayim. And a person should say, see themselves, yeah. There's a part of me where I can't perceive Kedusha. I'm that blind person stumbling around in the darkness. I don't even know which way the light is. The Anan is for the middle people, the Beinonim. You can't see the light of Kedusha. But it's not as dark, that's for sure. It's cloudy. Arafel is actually a lighter cloud, according to him. And that's for the tzaddikim. They're able to feel that they're lacking in front of Hashem. And they haven't yet got to the light, but they will. And when a person takes these 3 steps, think, who am I? Where am I? Where am I holding? What level of clarity can I achieve in this tefillah? Walking through Choshech Anan V'Arafa, every step, we're getting closer and closer and closer there. Rasha, Beinoni, Tzadik, trying to get closer to the R, because every single person can do this. And now that under that explains us, we say Hashem Sosai Tiftach, because we don't want Hashem to reject any of our tefillahs, no matter which group we're into. Trying to walk into a sacred space. And I walk through the darkness to create a sense of closeness. Strip away any layers of hate, any layers of spiritual negativity that we have. To step in front of Hashem, walk into the light. Those are the 3 steps.